Mark Samuel, episode 16, talking about making positive changes in your life. I just left the gym, ran into a guy I've known for a long time, but haven't seen for a long time. And I know his story. I know he's been sober for about 2 years. He had a little bit of an issue with drinking, and the guy looked awesome. He couldn't wait to stop me and say hello. His whole aura was just all positive. And it really hit home. It hit home because last night, which was Saturday night, I found myself at the track, at the local high school track, and it was my second workout of the day. Now, I don't do that very often. In fact, I haven't done that in a very long time. But I found myself there because I noticed that I was getting antsy. And I was getting antsy because I had an urge to go out a bit. And I don't go out very often. In fact, I've made that change on purpose because going out for me for many, many years has never been a good thing. And there are so many goals that I have, so many commitments, so many aspirations that I have in life that I recognize and have recognized for so long that doing those things, i.e. going out, is not good for me. So I found myself at the track. It felt great. I knew I was making that decision because of what could occur if I didn't. And so this is a sort of a rant for anyone who understands that sentiment. If you know that something is bad for you, if you're struggling with something, if you have specific goals that you want to achieve, and there are things in life that are making it more difficult to achieve them because of that, stop it. Stop it now. Get yourself into situations that are going to be better for you. And I know that it's a lot easier said than done. This is coming from someone who understands 100% what you're going through when you're trying to make the better decision. So hear me out. Find something that you do that is a better option when you have an urge to do that bad thing. And it may be going to the gym a second time. Again, I will be the first to say that might not even be the healthiest choice, at least not for the long run. But in the short term, if it's going to make the positive effect and help you get out of the option that's going to be negative, then do it. I'm here to support you. There's other people that are hopefully there to support you. If that means you got to lose a friend or two or 10 because they don't have that positive effect on you, lose them. You are the one who knows what's good for you. You are the one with goals and aspirations. You're the one with the dreams. For you to get there, you recognize also what is going to be the path that needs to be taken for you to get there. Peace.